Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, we're going to talk about how to live younger. How to live younger.
So with the advancing of the years, we actually turn back the clock.
Ah, very good. And that is something we can do. I bought you a magnet for Christmas. Do you remember what it read? I was going to pull it off the refrigerator, but if I didn't know what age I was, what age would I be?
Yes.
You know, what age do we feel like?
And there is a big difference on that. People can be at 60 and feel like they're in their 30s, or they can be in their 30s and feel like they're in their 60s.
Yeah, and it can depend on the day.
It can depend on the day.
Well, let's talk about the difference between chronological age and biological age. What are the differences?
Well, chronological age is pretty easy. It's the year that you were born and how many years you've lived.
Mm-hmm.
So chronological age is very easy to figure out. The interesting part is there's something called biological age. And your chronological age and your biological age may not actually match up. One of the interesting things is, according to science, biologically we die at about the age of 160.
Mm-hmm.
Because scientifically, that's how long we should live. Everyone should live, on average, all creatures should live 10 times the age of puberty.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually look at your dogs, they live to be about 12, 14 years. They reach sexual maturity at about 12 to 14 months. The mayfly reach sexual maturity in a day. They live 10 days. All the different creatures out there actually will live 10 times the age of puberty. And the average on that for humans is about 16 years old. So we should, on average, live to be 160 years old.
Hmm.
So when we're talking about biological age, one of the things is people usually, for every chronological year that they live about 2 biological years.
Okay. All right. And when, you know, you're talking about that biological age, people, 160, I mean, that... People aren't living even
close to that.
Close to that,
right?
Right, and I know you've talked before is how quickly we reach that 160.
Right, and there are ways to actually measure out one's biological age. One of the things that is very, very evident on that is that even sometimes different organs can actually age at a quicker rate. So. You know, trying to keep our as young as we possibly can. And as we actually measure out biological age, you know, I myself am measuring, you know, I'm going to be 57 this year.
Mm-hmm.
But when I actually do my biological age, I'm at about 36.
So how is biological age determined?
Well, biological age, you can actually measure that on different organ systems. The most important biological age is your lungs.
Okay.
And the best way to measure that is a spirometry.
And that's a lung function test.
That's a lung function test, and that's the most scientifically proven and evaluated and accepted means of actually determining a biological age, which we can do at the Prather Wellness Center. That will actually give you probably the best estimate of how long you will live and where you are in your whole aging process. There are other aspects that you can actually measure for biological age. Your glomerular filtration rate is a good indication of how old your kidneys are.
And how do you determine? Is that through blood?
That's a blood test. Mm-hmm. So how well, and we've got people who are in their, we had one person, 72, and they had 20-year-old kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've had people who were in their 30s and they had 110-year-old kidneys. So, you know, there's a big variation on that, and one system can actually cause a decrease in one's life expectancy. Your nervous system, easy way to do a quick measurement along those lines. One very scientifically definite ways of measuring your nervous system is just, are you able to stand on one leg?
Mm-hmm.
And how long you're able to do that. And you can actually determine your biological, neurological age from that. Your flexibility.
So that's balance and
right.
nervous system.
There's
flexibility,
a,
yeah.
There's a skin test. You know, how loose your skin structure is. So there are many different types of ways to actually do a set of biological age determinations. And they can actually give you a good picture of where you are. And you can be very young in one area and very old in another.
Do they even out?
There is a way. There is mathematical formulations. And there are different ways to actually do a full biological age test. But there, if you have one system that's going down, then that can actually cause premature death. So, you know, looking at that, evaluating where your biological age is one of the most important things. And one of the things that we see on people is as soon as I do a chiropractic adjustment, especially the Atlas adjustment, oftentimes I tell people afterwards when I recheck them on their nervous system, I tell them I just took 20 years off of their life expectancy, you know, off of their age.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes right before that, they couldn't stand on one leg, and immediately afterwards they could.
So the effect it has on the nervous system.
It is immediate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are many different types of ways that you can actually approach that. And as you can get those things under control and get them working correctly, then you can reverse people's aging process.
Now, you said at the Prather Wellness Center, you can evaluate some of the biological age through...
I actually always do.
Mm. And that's through the lung function test that we do?
Certainly. There's heart evaluations, there's lung evaluations, we do a whole set of blood tests. We look at the liver, kidneys, the pancreas, the immune system is actually a good measurement of how old you are. The flexibility... how loose the skin is, all those different types of aspects goes into a total picture of how old you are. And one of the things I'm constantly looking at is as we can get someone closer to homeostasis, the younger they become.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you are out of homeostasis, the older you are. Your endocrine system actually plays a very big role on that too, a huge role actually. So all those different types of factors that we do evaluations on all go into the total picture of what your biological age is. And then as we can make improvements in each of those areas, you actually reverse the aging clock.
Yeah.
And not only live longer, but also add more life to your years, too.
Right. You know, you're saying we should be living to 160. Why would we want to... You know, people might be saying out there, why would we want to live that long?
Well, you know, when you're talking about living at that age level and actually be able to be functioning, I'm talking about someone who can go out there and play golf, have sex, you know, very mentally sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there isn't the brain deterioration. There isn't the joint deterioration. It's someone who's in there 160 who's acting like a 50-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are thinking along those lines, then that's a totally different type of picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually do the aging and have your health and well-being and your activity.
Well, how does disease care and structure function care play into longevity? You know, we talk about the differences here on our show. So how do the disease care model and the structure function care model play into longevity?
When we're talking about structure function, we're talking about homeostasis and achieving a balance in people's lives. As you achieve that balance physiologically and structurally, that plays an extremely important part on that. And 80% of all healthcare should actually be in the structure function model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you actually achieve your health and wellness. However, there are times where the body is not able to take care of a problem, emergencies, those types of things. If people were having a heart attack or some serious crisis, the best way to actually approach that is through the disease care. Because the disease care is based upon pharmaceuticals, which are poisons, and those are the best ways to make an immediate, quick change in some type of cascade that's occurring in someone's health that can cause a crisis and cause death. So, you know, you can't throw out either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are lacking a great deal in the healthcare system is the structure function model.
Mm-hmm.
The disease care model, we have the best in the world. And with that, we can achieve quite a few things. But you, if you leave out the structure function, then we have all the problems that we have now.
Okay. Well, up next, let's talk more about how disease care and structure function care play into longevity and what is the biggest barrier to longevity.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important.
Mm-hmm.
And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked.
Had them checked, and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's homeostasis. What is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know,
mm-hmm.
you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and
right.
tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this
right.
was normal. And
I say, no, that's
mm-hmm.
that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists
mm-hmm.
Not reading lab tests properly
mm-hmm.
to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range,
mm-hmm.
their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, how to live younger. And a magnet that I gave you that we have on the refrigerator is if you didn't know what age you were, chronological, if you didn't know your chronological age, what age would you be? And that's just something I want to think about when I open the refrigerator every morning, you know. And but there are tests we talked about that can determine your biological age. But we're talking about how does disease care and structure function care play into longevity?
Yeah, as I was explaining on what structure function care is, it's achieving of the homeostasis, both physically, structurally, muscles, bones, ligaments, all those types of things. There is a perfect balance that is involved with that. There is also a perfect balance within the function of the body. You know, if we're looking at the physiology, there is a perfect level that you should be at on each of the different types of measurements. And so as we look at that and try to achieve that, that is one of the areas that our healthcare system is really lacking at this point, is a good thorough evaluation of the structure function portion of the system. Again, our disease care model is the best in the world, but we see that we are spending more than any other country, and we're having much poorer results. Now, the reason is because we have an imbalance. Mm-hmm. You know, just like there's a balance within the body, there's a balance within healthcare. And our healthcare system is completely out of balance. It is completely a disease-oriented type of model. And as a disease-oriented model, you can try to improve that model and change it and play with it. But you're always going to get much poorer results because it's an imbalanced model. So, as we're talking about the healthcare crisis and all the problems that are associated with that, with the extra cost, you know, the whole solution for the Obamacare, you know, if we don't take into consideration that we have an imbalanced system, then we're still going to get more of the same results. Mm-hmm. It's not that we have to improve on our disease care model. We need to actually add in structure function model, and that should be 80% of the healthcare system. 20% should be the disease model. And with that, we have a perfect balance in our system.
It should be the first place people go to, you know.
It should be, and that should be something that people are following up with, making sure that they have at least once a year appointment to have a good evaluation on their structure function care. Mm-hmm. And if they did that, then we would have much, much less of a problem with our system.
Yeah. Get checked, you know, get updated blood work, thorough
blood
evaluated.
Work. And mm-hmm. evaluated not in a disease model. Mm-hmm. Because this is for the majority of medical doctors, they are very good at the disease model, but they haven't really been trained in the structure function model. Mm-hmm. And so having someone who has a good understanding of that is an important type of aspect of your healthcare system.
And you always say have a doctor in the structure function model and one in the disease care model.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the biggest barrier to longevity?
Well, the biggest barrier to longevity through the experiments that I actually respect is Dr. Hans Selye actually won a Nobel Prize for his evaluation of stress. Mm-hmm. And stress is the biggest killer.
Hmm.
So, you know, as we can avoid stress, and I sit there and I say, now I'm going to write you a prescription. Mm-hmm. To no more stress in your life. Mm-hmm. And everybody, of course, laughs.
Right.
But stress is absolutely the biggest killer in America and of human beings. If you actually, Hans Selye actually did the experiments where he actually stressed animals and then actually measured the changes that took place and tried to reproduce the amount of stress that humans actually normally live under. And he found that as stress would increase, the immune system would drop, the endocrine system had certain types of changes that would take place, the digestive system would have failures, you know, just the normal types of things that we think of as aging. And aging is actually a result of a accumulation of stress in our system. So if we can actually handle stress and deal with that, then we can actually have a much better longevity. Mm-hmm. And actually see a lot of the changes that take place with what we would consider normal aging not taking place.
Well, we talked about that a couple weeks ago, you know, with stress, that there is, we need some stress in our life, you know.
And there is actually a definite balance on stress. Mm-hmm. Again, that 80-20 principle.
Right, it motivates us to do things, but it's when, you know, it's how we handle it, correct? What we do with it. And
in our modern society, I mean, one of the things that we have is basically the stress response is if a tiger's approaching, is the big thing that I always like to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that tiger's approaching, the last thing you want to do is take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And digest your food. What you want to do is be able to, you know, put all the blood into the muscles and have your endocrine system ready, increase the blood pressure, all those different types of things, and be able to either run away or fight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aren't able to do those things, then you actually have, you know, then you kind of get stuck in that loop.
Right.
And people can't, you know, oftentimes the tiger is nowadays not something that we can go out there and beat up,
mm-hmm.
or that we can actually run away. We actually have to live with them. So when that occurs, that stress accumulates, and then we get stuck into that system. We never actually go into a relaxation mode. So, and a lot of that is actually controlled by our mind. But one of the things that, how do we control stress? And you actually do quite a bit of work with people on that stress area.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, you know, what is it that you do?
Well, the deep breathing is the first thing because, you know, so many people stop. Well, they start breathing from their chest and the lungs, and it tightens everything up.
Sure.
So teaching them diaphragmatic breathing, breathing from the stomach, and, you know, we're learned to tighten our, you know, bring our stomach in, especially women, you know.
Sure.
And so it's, I teach it like an exercise, and people have to practice it at home, you mm-hmm. know, because it's so foreign to people.
And one of the things that an easy way to actually measure how bad that is in your life is going up to a muscle called the levator scapula, mm-hmm. which is right up at the base of the neck, right in the shoulders.
He's poking at mine.
And we can feel the tightness a little uh-huh. tighter on the left than on the right. And that's a great way to actually measure how stressed you are. And what we do is I actually show people, because they say, oh, you know, I'm just real tense in my neck. And, you know, they're aligned in their cervical spine, which is always very important first. But as we evaluate that, I sit there and I start having them do the diaphragmatic breathing. And they can actually feel the muscles relax up there. And one of the things that we do in our office is trigger point injections into the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common muscle that we have to trigger point is the levator scapula, which is the stress muscle. And as we can inject those in, sometimes people have been so tense in there for so long that there's no way that they can ever actually relax it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't ever relax that muscle, they can never really relax enough to actually do the deep breathing. And they're always in a tense type of a mode. So as we, you know, I had one patient who, I mean, they were just tighter than a rock. We actually injected them and said it's the first time she thought since she was 13 that she could actually relax her shoulders.
Wow.
So, and she could just feel a whole difference in her, because I'd been training her how to do the deep breathing, and she actually couldn't.
Right.
So, you know, there is actually a very strong relationship, not only in so many different ways, but even between the structure and the function of the body.
Mm-hmm.
If you are structurally off, then functionally, it's very hard to actually operate.
Mm, okay.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
As a kid, Halloween was amazing. You dress like a superhero, you bang on your neighbor's door, and they give you candy. I do that today, and my neighbor wants me arrested. Probably because I make a hot cat woman. Katie wants some candy.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking about, you know, how to live younger. And last segment, we talked about stress playing such a role in our health and for many people, just killing us and making us old.
It does, and of course, we're going through the whole Obamacare requirements, and so we've got a lot of stress going on
right
now.
Yeah, anybody in health care.
Yeah, everybody in health care is just kind of going through all this, and it's a very stressful time in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. I forget how many different laws have been added and to taxes, and, you know, it's just a lot going on right now. Well, let's talk about, you know, how does chiropractic help? I know you said one of the things that determines biological age is our nervous system.
Absolutely.
And chiropractic's very helpful, and you can see changes immediately in the nervous system.
The main reason, I mean, people have injuries and those types of things, but the main injury that the main thing that causes problems for people and why they actually require the body work. Chiropractic is, of course, a very, very major aspect of that, is because of stress. You know, it's just, I'm sure the patients get tired of hearing, you know, doctor, what caused this? And I said, well, have you been a little stressed lately? And they go, well, yeah. The leading cause of back problems is dissatisfaction with your work.
Wow.
They've proven that. You know, they've done questionnaires. What is it that kind of kicks off the whole low back issue? And, you know, if you have back-breaking work, that's kind of where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, the stresses, the tensions that we actually create in our lives is the leading reason why people seek out chiropractic care.
Well, I like what you said. Chiropractic care isn't just when you're in pain. It's so much more than that. I mean, you're affecting the nervous system, affecting people's overall health when their spine is aligned.
Certainly. And it really does actually reduce your biological age by affecting the nervous system and how that's all functioned. We had way back, we had the eight pillars of perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
The number one issue was energy flow. And the main constriction of energy flow is stress.
Mm.
Where we tighten up, get stressed, it will actually cause misalignments into the neck and the spine. Very easy to pick up and will have a huge effect on one's health and well-being. So being able to get those relieved has a huge effect, and chiropractic is one of the best ways to do that. Most of my patients who come in for chiropractic care say it's amazing how much better I sleep, how much better everything works. You know, their stress level goes down. I have many. I have several women who sit there and say, "My family asked me to come back to you, and to get realigned."
I needed a
realignment here.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a tremendous amount of truth to that, and it is something that can actually help to maintain a level of health and quality that you normally wouldn't find.
Yeah, I just think about dentistry and how well they've done with the dental health and, you know, people...
For marketing.
And, you know, I don't think chiropractic's done the same as dentistry as far as the importance of their spinal health.
Yeah,
I mean,
educating
spinal health
people.
Is so important.
People used to only go to a dentist when they were in horrible, horrible pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time the dentist got to see them until they actually taught them that it's best to maintain the teeth than actually coming in when there's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Same is very, very true of the spine, even more so, and has even a bigger effect on one's health.
Mm-hmm.
So looking towards chiropractic as one of the big stress relievers is very important.
Right. Well, let's talk about acupuncture. You're a licensed acupuncturist. We do that in our office along with chiropractic and many other modalities. But how does acupuncture help in living younger?
Acupuncture is a huge stress reliever. I have one of the things I did is I had a law student come in, and he was actually to help him to study. He had been taking Adderall, and had read online that some people had found that acupuncture actually even worked better. So he wanted to give it a try. We did the acupuncture. He was able to not take his Adderall for his studies. He says it actually even worked better. It had a huge stress release for him, and then also helped him to concentrate much better.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, I had about four or five law students coming in for acupuncture.
Uh-huh.
But acupuncture is also a huge stress reliever. It's interesting, and a lot of people are quite surprised that after I put the needles in, oftentimes they'll fall asleep.
Right. Yeah.
That's a very common type of a response to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have a huge amount of physiological effects. And again, that's one of the pathways that are very important to actually work with. And getting that energy flow is one of the biggest things that we can do in our office as opposed to a lot of the different types of clinics,
mm-hmm.
you know, that deal with the overall body. Understanding that and getting those opened up has what I feel is the most important and also the most immediate change in someone's balance and physiology and getting someone into homeostasis.
Well, and I want our listeners to know the eight pillars of perfect health, we do usually that show once a year, and it's a 7-week program that we have. And you can listen to any of our past shows. I know a lot of people will download them onto their iPhones and listen to them in the car or when they're exercising, working out. But that is really important. That's kind of the basis of our practice. Our philosophy are these eight pillars of perfect health. So would really encourage you, if you're a new listener, to get on the Voice of Health radio and listen to those podcasts. Let's go on. Now, Dr. Prather, we're talking about how to live younger. Oxygenation.
Well, oxygenation, if you were perfectly oxygenated, you would look like you're 21 the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to achieve that is something that everybody would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that needs to be worked on and actually encouraged. One of the things is how deeply you breathe has a huge effect on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygenation is very much involved with the cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number one killer. So understanding and keeping everything perfectly oxygenated is a very important aspect of what we do. We look at how deep people breathe. We can actually measure that with the spirometry. We also check on the anemia of how well that's working. There are we're looking at blood flow. You know, do you have the arteries opened up? So oxygenation, how well someone's oxygenated. Aerobic exercise is one of the biggest ways of actually curing low oxygenation. And that is one thing that we actually have some special emphasis on. We have a device called the external counterpulsation that is an aerobic exercise machine for people. And is something that is used by quite a few pro athletes and Olympic athletes to improve their oxygenation and see the changes that actually occur. We get some very dramatic changes in people.
Yeah, and we do a thorough evaluation prior to that to look at oxygenation levels through our CardioCess because, you know, we're not going to put someone on it that doesn't need it, but there are people.
Well, actually, everybody can benefit from it. But
we all need oxygen.
Actually, everybody needs it, but at what level do they need it? And some people, it's actually in more of a life-threatening type of mode, and because their oxygenation is so low. And one of the things that's very, very important to understand is you need aerobic exercise for the oxygen to actually be able to get to the heart. If you don't do aerobic exercise, your heart doesn't give it enough oxygenation, and you actually develop a condition called hypoxia to the heart. And that will kick off a whole series of cardiovascular scenarios that oftentimes lead up to a heart attack or congestive heart failure or all sorts of different types of things that can start to occur. And if you can get that reversed, then that has a huge effect and will actually lower your aging process.
I know you just hear so often, you know, he was on the tennis court and, you know,
fell over dead.
We were at a football game this season. One of the refs, you know, just fell over from a heart attack. I mean, is, you know, how do you prevent that from happening?
Well, and prevention is the main way. First, you have to have a thorough diagnostics on that and keep up on that, especially if you're over 45. Having it once a year done is a critical aspect. Good cardiac workup and then seeing exactly where you are.
Okay.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had. And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results. They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days. They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits. Mm-hmm. There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models,
mm-hmm.
they gave the structure function model as the primary care mm-hmm. coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking about how to live younger. And you're going to be turning 57.
What?
But biological age, you feel 37. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Or 35. Uh-huh. And I know my dad is... he's close to 80, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And his biological age is more like the early, you know, he's in his early 60s.
Sure.
So that's what we're talking about today. We had finished off with oxygenation and talking about the role of the endocrine system with, you know, youth and the feeling of youth. And first of all, Dr. Prather, I want to make sure... even for myself, what encompasses the endocrine system?
Well, you're talking about the hormones. And the endocrine system is basically pituitary, thyroid, thymus, pancreas, the gonads, uterus, ovaries, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, women have a lot of those hormones.
Yeah, much more complicated than males. We're much simpler, mm-hmm. as you would agree.
That's true.
And the endocrine system provides the hormones. There are two things that basically tell the body what to do, the nervous system and the endocrine system. And actually, the two work very closely together. And there are definitely hormones of youth. And you can really manipulate people's biological age quite definitely through their hormones. So if you can actually get those balanced up to par, then you actually have putting off quite a bit of the aging process.
So how do you do that at the Prather Wellness Center?
Well, of course, we do different types of lab tests to determine where someone is deficient, and then we actually have many different means of actually changing the hormones of the system. We have some from pharmaceuticals, to homeopathy, to herbal remedies, through organotherapies. That's actually a thyroid or a pituitary, taking that orally, and then having the body actually rebuild it. So we have a lot of different ways to actually work with it, and it is actually quite a complicated type of process, but it has huge benefits for people because very few people are actually totally balanced in their hormones.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rather unusual finding. Most people have started the process of a lot of the aging where their hormones aren't working up to par, and that actually accounts for a lot of the disturbances that people feel.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's hormone-based.
Hormone-based. So mm-hmm. looking at that, getting that well evaluated, and then starting the process of getting that balanced out through the multiple ways of actually working with it. We probably have more ways to do it than almost any place in the country of actually approaching that. And Seeing the results plays a huge role in people's health and well-being.
So how can the endocrine system be improved?
The endocrine system can be improved. Of course, one of the first places we start is the thyroid. Mm-hmm. So many people are off on that. And we're actually not just looking at the drastic numbers, but actually some of the smaller numbers. We also look at, the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. There's actually 64 different hormones that we can actually test out and then actually manipulate. Mm-hmm. One of the nice ways that we have of actually working with it that is a low-risk, easy way to do it is homeopathy. Mm. Homeopathy actually makes excellent changes, very low risk on that. It actually will balance it whether it goes high or low, and then it actually helps the body to achieve that homeostasis that we're always talking about.
And I know, you're not giving out specific like homeopathic here on the radio because
it
everybody
be
comes
tested.
In. Yeah.
It really needs to be tested to find out which way. And the best way is the most important part is thorough lab testing. Mm-hmm. And that's through blood work, urinalysis. There are many different means of actually testing it, or even a combination of ways to find out exactly where it's off. Anytime, of course, women are going through menopause, it's very important to keep that balanced, then they don't go through the hot flashes and all the other things. We have excellent results along those lines. It's actually very important for weight loss, any type of obesity problems. The endocrine system needs to be looked at and balanced out. Any type of sleep disturbances, depression. Mm-hmm. They found through studies that 70% of everyone who has depression issues, it's actually endocrine related.
Wow.
So
yeah, the endocrine system is very important.
Very important also for prevention of many types of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Prostate cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, all of those are related to abnormalities within the endocrine system. And if you can get those balanced out, then that will actually prevent those.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who's been through those different types of cancers, keeping the endocrine system balanced is an important way of actually doing it. And one of the things is that oftentimes pharmaceuticals can actually play a role in making that worse. So having alternatives to those pharmaceuticals is very important.
Okay. Well, one thing that's probably very important, diet and exercise, the roles they play,
Absolutely.
And living younger.
Yeah, if you want to have the full extent of your life, having a proper diet is extremely important. And looking at that and evaluating that and making sure that people are correct on their diets is a huge part. 60% of all cancers are related to diet.
Mm.
Cardiovascular disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes has a huge effect on dietary types of understanding. And we actually get into it much more deeper on diet. What are the food allergies that you have? We get into the whole digestive tract. What's involved with that? Is your pancreatic enzymes working up to par?
Mm.
So,
if you're breaking down.
If you're actually, digesting. So just looking at the digestive system, at the diet that's associated with that, very, very huge type of a undertaking and has some very complex types of tests that we can do to see exactly what is going on with someone's diet and how that can be improved.
Mm-hmm.
The American diet is is full of chemicals. It is imbalanced in the way that it goes. We have way too much sugar, way too little fiber. We need to eat in a much more natural type of way. One of the things is shopping around the edges of the grocery store mm-hmm. is probably one of the better types of things. And through the middle is where you get the processed types of foods.
You've always talked about, eating like a king for breakfast, a queen for lunch, and a pauper for dinner. It's really hard to break down, any type of like the red meat and after 3 p.m.
There are actually different times that you should be eating that can play a big role in your health and well-being. My grandfather was a farmer, and their biggest meal of the day was breakfast, which is actually a much more in the, what I would say, in the natural world, is a better way to eat. So big breakfast, medium lunch, and then a small supper is the best way to do it. And, of course, here in America, that's completely opposite of what we do.
We're eating late.
We're eating later.
Eating standing up.
Right. There are an awful lot of things that have a role in diet, but diet can certainly play a very, very huge aspect in our health and well-being.
Okay. We talked about the role of exercise.
Yes.
You always say exercise
cures a world of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have regular exercise, that is one thing that you need. Aerobic exercise, resistance exercise, flexibility, muscle balancing, kinesthetic types of exercises all play a very big role in our health and well-being, and should become an important portion of what we do. Again, it's something that's done and balanced. People can overdo. But like anything, it is finding that balance for each individual and actually achieving that.
What about, you hear a lot about free radicals or antioxidants. What's the theory behind them and helping with aging?
There is the theory of free radical pathology is a big process of aging. One of the things, if you see those, what they call liver spots on people, those are a sign of free radical pathology. Cataracts, macular degeneration are all involved in free radicals. Free radicals are during the oxygenation process of our body. If things don't go smoothly, then a free radical is actually released from the oxygens and go out through the body and cause damage. One of the natural antioxidants that we produce in our body is cholesterol. So one of the things is if you have high free radicals in your system, then your cholesterol level will actually raise. And there's different blood tests that can indicate free radical pathology. And if that is going on, that will make you tired, run down, and increase your aging process. Matter of fact, that's the smoking is a huge thing that actually kicks up free radical pathology. Gut dysbiosis causes free radical pathology, and something that needs to be looked into, and looking at the antioxidants, that's anti-free radicals, that's what they're talking about, that as a portion of keeping the aging process down is an important aspect.
You talked a little bit too about the gut, the role the gut plays in the immune system.
Yes, the the gut is where 80% of your immune system is. And if you have problems with your gut, that's one of the leading causes of autoimmune diseases, which is a big scourge in people's lives. Diabetes is an autoimmune disease. Cancer, actually, I would consider an autoimmune disease. Sjogren's, all the different types of thyroids, from Graves' disease to Hashimoto's, all those different types of things. But if you can get the gut working right, then the immune system's going to work right in the whole system.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. We're out of time already.
Already?
I know, on how to live younger.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Healthy Habits from the Prather Practice is a natural weight loss program with a proven success rate. Healthy Habits is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Habits is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Habits program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Habits provides support from a counselor and exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help you create new healthy habits in your life. This program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Schedule your consultation with a Healthy Habits counselor at the Prather Practice at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048, or on the web at the Voice of Health Radio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.